Places, everyone.
We're now broadcasting.
Roll the tape in. 3, 2.
A new audio drama.
Appaloosa Radio is where stories come alive. Appaloosa Radio offers an original audio story from the City of 4000 Spies series, Big Chief, Part 2.
City of 4000 Spies. City of 4000 Spies. City of 4000 Spies. City of 4000 Spies. City of 4000 Spies.
Message transmitted through Thought Energy Channel.
PNB7Q, I have been replaying the observational images of Romaine at the primary intersegmental transport dock.
The observational images of her appearing to be crying?
Exactly. Your comments were that given the agent's behavioral profile, her tears are most unusual.
Any your observations are?
See how haggard and drawn her face is, in contrast to images taken just 7 phase cycles earlier.
Very apparent.
PNB7Q, I believe that Romaine has been tortured, probably with an advanced mind probe. The tears that we see in these images come not from grief, but from pain. Romaine has been tortured. With an advanced mind probe. The tears that we see in these images come not from grief, but from pain.
Sasko had survived for many millennia as a neutral among the great powers, the Kingdom GJ and the Empire Shiyote. Neutrality, however, did not mean passivity. Neutrality was best preserved by a vigorous campaign of information gathering and a strong military defense. The 19th Great Nobleman and his 2 sons were always actively engaged in protecting their homeland. While managing the national defense fell to the firstborn noble son, Hamdi Meshek. Maintaining Sasko's rigorous and extensive information-gathering network fell to the second-born noble son, Dushko Rurko, who is in every regard the perfect spy. Romaine Wejossert was the most skillful agent that Dushko Rurko operated for the dominion of Sasko. One of her many attributes was the ability to fully assume a believable cover persona. Her identities were never an act or a deception. She became who she was assigned to be. She developed the individual's posture, mannerisms, walk, and arm and hand movements. Her face became young or old or weathered or delicate as the role required. Not makeup. Not a mask. She acquired the facial characteristics of her new persona. She developed the dialogue, vocabulary, and voice patterns of her identity. Her accents were perfect, her localisms matched wherever she was assigned to be. Most importantly, her thought patterns became that of her identity. The decisions that she made were exactly the same decisions that Recover Persona would make.
The white service vehicle slowed traffic on all sides, but the vehicle's driver did not care. Service technician JXV moved at her own pace, smoking a joy pipe and experiencing her own personal, very private, island of pleasure. She cared little about the hectic bustle surrounding her. The city of Deem was the largest urban development in the unaligned DL 77 sector. 40 million inhabitants always going in a hurry. Rush. Rush. Everyone except the service technician JXV in her white vehicle. She had driven this route hundreds of times before. Going faster did not get you there any quicker. Better to let things happen, happen as they need to. In their own time. At their own pace. She pulled the vehicle to the thruway's edge, rolling her vehicle to a stop, blocking traffic. She asked her canine companion, a greenish, yellow, fluff ball, "Hey boy, do you want to go and fix the machine?" "Sure, you do." She grabbed her tools and slowly moved toward the machine needing service. No one could see the beauty that she really was. Nor would they know of her extreme athletic abilities. She was in cover identity, aged to 30 years beyond her real age. She walked with a partial limp, spoke with a pronounced lisp, and affected an attitude of nonchalance. Like always, she was someone who would not be noticed. A low-level functionary, doing a routine task.
Jossert had the ability to become her covert identity. That meant leaving all traces of her former self behind, removing memories and well-established patterns of thought and action. Creating new ones that became embedded completely within her new self. Yet, she still had to remember that she was a clandestine agent representing the Dominion of Sasko. She had tasks to perform. Information to be acquired. Networks of other agents to coordinate. So, she was her covert identity, living as her predefined legend required, but still operating within the security services of the Dominion of Sasko. No other agent could do what she did. She excelled at her assignments. Dushko Rurko often called her his very best agent. Rurko had trained Romain to endure brutal interrogations without giving up her legend. Even a mind probe could not get her to make mistakes, to reveal flaws in her cover identity. They had trained her to resist, to not divulge information, to not give an enemy what they sought. She knew many tricks, many avoidance schemes to counteract the probes. She could divert attention, reveal unnecessary or unimportant details, create counterfactuals. Fantasize, sing silly songs, and fabricate an assortment of lies. She knew how to endure mind probes. She could endure torture. She could survive the most brutal interrogations. Yet, this one was different. A rotating wire probe with tenacious, grasping fingers. It grabbed neural networks and dismembered them. It scratched into mental voids, emptying and filling them again. It twirled and twisted, snipping memory bits and bytes. Then, it operated like an excavator, digging deep gouges into her very being, long trenches of her selfhood. It flashed pain, intense, all-consuming pain, again and again and again and again. Then it offered sweetness. A taste of sweet after so much anguish. Just taste it. Oh, look. You gave up some more. Now just some more. Another taste of sweet. Oh. Pain again. Throbbing. Pulsating. Unending. The mind probe uncovered Romaine Wejossert's father. An individual she loved much. A supportive and caring father. One who loved her completely. A father. Now dead. But the probe did its work. Resurrected the father. Made him speak again to his beloved daughter. Made him hold her tight. Comforting her. Expressing love and confidence in her. Shared his humor and his grace with her. Oh no. Oh no. The probe brought torture to the father. The same level of intense pain that she felt was now applied to the father. He cried in agony. He wept in pain. Please. 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 Make it end. Make it stop. To the father. The same level of intense pain that she felt was now applied to the father. He cried in agony. He wept in pain. Please, 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 make it end. Make it stop. Tell him what he wants. Then he'll stop. No need to resist. I am your father. Do as he requests. Make it stop. Make it stop. Romaine Wejossert's training could not overcome the probe. She could not stop revealing flaws in her legend. She was not who she purported to be. She was someone else. She had assumed a covert identity. She was not who she purported to be. False. Erroneous. Untrue. She would submit, do as she was told. Please. 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 Stop torturing father. No more harm to him. I will do as asked. I will do as asked. I will do as asked.
End of part 2. Story is continued.